WAAP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. French authorities are denying a report that the body of German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lubitz has been found. Investigators say Lubitz deliberately crashed a passenger plane into a French mountain last week, killing all 150 people on board. At the moment, they're focusing on his psychological state. Meanwhile, authorities in Australia say it is the latest nation to require changes in the cockpit because of this tragedy.
To ensure that there are always two people on the flight deck.
Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss saying there will now be two people in the cockpit at all times. In New York, where an explosion brought down three buildings and killed two people, investigators are now asking whether somebody had improperly tapped a gas line serving one of the buildings. Max Browning lives in a building next to one that collapsed.
I came in, picked up a bunch of stuff. Everything is completely, it smells like campfire.
We've learned that even before the Edward Snowden leaks, the NSA considered ending its secret program to collect Americans' telephone records. Some officials thought the cost outweighed the benefits. Our intelligence writer Ken Delanian in Washington.
They still think that it's an effective program because it allows them to check to see whether terrorists abroad are calling Americans. But independent organizations that have looked at the program since it was leaked, including a presidential task force and the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, have concluded that it's really only marginally important for counterterrorism.
Tomorrow's the deadline for an outline to some sort of an agreement over Iran's nuclear program. Tehran said to be pushing back on how long it must limit technology it could use to make atomic weapons. The Final Four is set: Kentucky versus Wisconsin, Michigan State versus Duke. This is AP Radio News. A potential presidential candidate is taking aim at some possible rivals of both parties.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, a Democrat, thinks the country needs a fresh perspective from someone not named Clinton or Bush.
The presidency of the United States is not some crown to be passed between two families.
O'Malley was on ABC's This Week. Jeb Bush is considering a run for the Republican nomination. Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side. O'Malley brought up those words again when talking about Clinton, fresh perspective.
Will she represent a break with the failed policies of the past? Well, I don't know.
O'Malley says he would decide this spring if he is running for the White House. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Taylor Swift won big at the iHeartRadio Music Awards last night. Artist of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best Lyrics. Top weekend movie over the weekend, the animated film Home. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.